Adam Dunick is joining us. He is the Director of Government Affairs for the Carpenters Union, kind enough to join us today to talk on Tax Day about an issue that is obviously pending to you guys and affecting your guys' wages dramatically. Adam, thank you much. Thanks for coming on in.
Thank you very much, Matt, for having me. Appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. The start off on the generic. We got the Tax Day today. Mm-hmm. I talked to a few tax preparers. Taxes went up for most people. I mean, I don't know how the Carpenters Union works there, but are you hearing from a lot of your members that the taxes went up, or are they get better, or what?
You know, we did hear that, and we surveyed our members pretty significantly this spring because we have quite a bit of open contracts that we're negotiating right now. And a couple of the big hits that our members took in the federal tax bill is, one, they are not able to now deduct their union dues and their standard deduction. They're also not able to deduct things like their travel expenses, meals, tools, other things that you would have to buy as a part, things that you'd have to pay for as a part of your job. And in the past, they've been able to write those things off. Now they can write them off at the state level because the state hasn't conformed yet to the federal tax bill that was passed last year, or 2 years ago now. But the hit was pretty hard, and our members are feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of remarkable, as my tax preparer said, one of those things where I said, so are most people getting the same? Are they getting more? Are they getting less? Oh, more. Like, yeah. Oh, really? Not even a discussion here. Okay. When you are standing up for the union, you're standing up for the union workers and the carpenter, you're standing up, and let's make sure we also say this, you're standing up for all union workers.
Absolutely.
Because every standard, every union that puts forward standards generally is stuff that is fighting for workers' rights, regardless of whatever union they're part of. So that's a good, important part of this. You've got an interesting problem here that it is something that affects carpenters unions and construction unions as well overall. But it's something that is dramatically affecting your wages and overall your benefits, I imagine.
Yeah, it's a real threat to what we call market share, which is how many of the construction industry in a certain market is unionized. But what I would argue is that it's affecting our community more broadly. So the issue of tax fraud, and this is what we're working on today and trying to publicize and how we're standing up against tax fraud, has been called a lot of different things over the years. It's worker misclassification, it's payroll fraud, tax fraud now, wage theft. They're all different ways of saying we're going to dramatically change the relationship between an employee and an employer. We're not going to make it very clear who is what, who's doing what on a job site. So right now you got on a job site today, a multifamily housing project in Minneapolis, St. Paul, any of the suburban communities, and there's a lot of work being done. And oftentimes the people out there are being paid in cash, not being paid workers' compensation, not having unemployment paid in on them. Having things like their overtime being threatened or used against them, and it's a really tragic situation for those workers who are in a tough position. But it's even worse again for the community at large, who we are bearing the cost of that. We're paying more because these subcontractors, or what we call labor brokers, are cutting corners and cheating. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we also represent a pretty good share of the construction employers and contractors that do that work. They're having to compete against that model. And what people don't realize is how extensive that business model is and how pervasive it is in our region and in the upper Midwest. We represent six states from Wisconsin, both Dakotas, as well as Minnesota, Nebraska, and Iowa. And we see this as much in a place like Bismarck or Milwaukee or Omaha or the Twin Cities. It's pervasive everywhere.
You're not just talking. I mean, obviously there's undocumented workers that come on in that are paid on the cash basis. But this is basically just regular people who are not part of the union, who basically are American citizens, that this is just basically you need a job. Okay, I'll pay you. I'm paying you cash. You don't get any benefits. You're not going to get any help, but you're getting paid cash off the table.
Correct, exactly. Yeah. And in the worst case that we've seen thus far, last fall, the Hennepin County attorney, Mike Freeman, brought charges against that, thankfully, actually, much to the largely due because the Commerce Department found some unemployment fraud that was happening. He was able to attach two other important charges. One was theft by swindle or wage theft, and the third was labor trafficking, human trafficking. And a lot of times these issues all go together. And by that, I mean, let's say we're talking about a crew of 20 guys doing some wood frame or working in it, again, a housing project or a smaller commercial project. What these work, oftentimes these same workers on the crew are being housed by the person that they're working for, or they're, you know, they come into a situation in a vulnerable place, and that
in need,
and that gets exploited against them. The labor broker I'm talking about, the person who's being charged now, Ricardo Batres, threatened to call ICE on his employees multiple times. Would not allow them to be brought to the hospital to treat serious injuries, lied to the hospital in a form of translation when they were there because somebody was injured significantly. Again, who's bearing all the costs of these things? If someone gets hurt, and oftentimes the job sites that we're watching a lot of the worst of the worst behavior happen are also the most unsafe. They're also the job sites where materials get discovered that have contaminants in them, or potentially like harmful chemicals in the floor covering. This job site we were on this morning in Minneapolis near the U called Arrow Apartments. It used to be called Prime Place Apartments. And the reason they had to change their name is because there's so much bad press around Prime Place Apartments because they were using floor covering materials that was hazardous, contaminant.
You saw that, in 60 Minutes, they were talking about that, the heavy formaldehyde content.
Exactly. And so we have workers being homesick or suffering serious health problems that had worked on this job site. And so we're out there trying to raise awareness about that today. We were able to talk to a number of other media outlets and all the college students that are down there looking for housing. It's like you do not want to live in these units.
Well, the feeling is that kids won't know because there's after a year, then they'll move out and they won't realize where the illness came from. There was a rally down in Rochester today, too, that was going on down there. And the same thing about this. Stepping back on this a little bit, obviously you have what you've just described, the subcontractor there. I mean, there's a few things. One, obviously the classification thing. I mean, that's something that's affecting all workers. I mean, how many retail jobs do you know that everyone's labeled as a manager in a management position so they don't have to pay overtime and stuff like that, or they don't have to pay certain benefits? You get the wages. When you talk about paying off the record, one of the things which is important is if you pay someone on payroll, the Social Security is being collected, all these things, there's benefits for the person long term. Exactly. And so, the fact that you're only getting cash on this and you're taking advantage of desperate people, you're not looking at the longer picture, the benefits and the long term investment that's there with the worker. The profits, when you talk about these as well, the subcontractor, they're doing this cheaper, but they're pocketing a lot of the money. This is a cheap, quick for profit method to take advantage of workers, take advantage of the system. But at the end of the day, I mean, as you talk about the job site, someone hires this person, and from job sites I see, especially larger job sites, the people are on site and they see this sort of thing. There's a responsibility by the person that's allowing that worker to come on or that subcontractor to come on in with their workers to go and look at this person. It's like, what's going on here?
Matt, you are exactly right. This is something that in a couple states we're moving legislation to this effect. Because right now what you get when you go on a job site is that's not my responsibility and a lot of finger pointing.
I didn't know
this was happening, or it's a sub of a sub of a sub, and somewhere in the lost in translation, there's no accountability. And that's a real big problem. It's something that we talk to local elected officials about all the time. We're talking at the executive level because that's where a lot of the enforcement comes from, the State Department of Labor and Industry, and then local law enforcement, like the county attorneys, who when there is a serious crime, we can try to work with them to pursue that. And I just want to go back to a point you made earlier about something that I'm passionate about, and I know a lot of our carpenter reps and our members are passionate about, and that is we do represent all carpenters, not just union carpenters. We believe, our union strongly believes, that our job is to set the standard for all carpenters and try to lift that standard for everybody. So even if you're not in our union, we still want you to have a job where you can go home and know you're going to get back home to your family at night. We still want you to earn good wages and benefits. That means a whole lot to us, and it really that's been the hardest part of some of the – because it's easy to talk about examples where corners get cut and someone gets cheated out of some wages, but when a worker is in a coma in Omaha, for example, this is an example that's going on right now. A worker was injured on a job site in Omaha, fell from a three-story, he was up in a lift and fell three stories down because he didn't have fall protection on. He was working right next to his own brother and has been in a coma for 3 or 4 weeks now, and it doesn't look good for him. And that's just a... that kind of tragedy is not something that we should see. A number of years ago, I think it was around 2011 or 12, there's a study done in construction that over the period of 4 or 5 years, the safety for all workers improved, and like and injuries and deaths went down for everybody except for Latino workers. Mm-hmm. And why do you think that is? Because of the situation that they're taking advantage of.
There's like they know that they're horrible. I'll say this. This is me saying this. There are horrible human beings that are taking advantage of needy people that are desperate for work, desperate for money, and also able to take advantage of a contractor by saying, hey, give me the contract. The contractor just, hey, if it's cheaper, I don't care. And in the long run, we're getting this. Because what you just described, I want to make sure everyone understands. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about these union carpenters, you're talking about not only a good quality build, mm-hmm. you're talking about, are the materials safe?
Right.
Is the work site safe? Mm-hmm. These are beyond things. I mean, what Adam's just talking about here, in case you didn't know, there's an apartment complex over on the University of Minnesota campus that's using flooring that's got high formaldehyde rates, which will sicken anyone that's around it. This mm-hmm. was all that else. That's what they did with it. They shipped it off to these subcontractors, isn't they? They're basically saying, no, that's not, we don't want to poison a bunch of college kids at the University of Minnesota because that's what their job is. And you're also looking out for the worker in the long term, making sure that they aren't getting taken advantage of because for short term potential money gain, which is not really money because they're getting cheated out of their fair wages, they're not getting the long term benefits and the Social Security that comes along with it. This is why the unions are so important, because it's not just a good quality build, which it is, mm-hmm. but it's so much more safety to the public, safety to the worker, and it's just sad that as you talk about the tax code and the way that they've gone after it, there still is this war against it, and and for God's sakes, we need to embrace this kind of leadership in our working sector mm-hmm. and not be trying to alienate and infuriate it even more.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. What's shocking to me too is how little people know about this, right? Yeah. We're in the upper Midwest. People are not as attuned to how much labor trafficking and the pervasive nature of the cheating contractors that are just trying to pocket more money. It's pervasive.
And cheating union workers overall. I mean, they just had I just watched rewatched the John Oliver segment when he was talking about North Dakota and the oil rigs out there. The union guys aren't there. There's contractor after subcontractor after subcontractor, How many jobs up here? They promise union jobs. Mm-hmm. And then what they do is they're also in the background talking about getting a variance from the federal government so they can ship up guys from Oklahoma to work barely a minimum wage mm-hmm. and basically not give them the union jobs out there. I mean, this is about fighting for not just quality jobs, but quality pay for all workers, all carpenters. Yep. And as well, and I, by the way, one thing, I if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me on this. I thought I read this about 4 or 5 months ago, that something like 75% of all workers injured on the work site, 75% are all this pay for the day worker that's not there under a subcontractor, not with the right safety code, mm-hmm. not with the safety oversight. I don't know if that's the exact number, but it's dramatically higher. It's a far less safe work site without the unions involved.
There's no question about it. There's no question that correlation is completely true. And the other thing I'd say is the overall move of defining what employer and employee is, it has to do with this whole notion of in the gig economy, you can be your own boss, right? Doesn't that sound great? You can have all this flexibility. Well, guess what? You also get liability, and you don't get workers' compensation, and you don't get Social Security payment. You lose out on all these other things that, you know, it's the foundation of the middle class. It just is.
You don't want to be 80 years old and still going to a job site. You
right, know,
you
exactly.
want to be able to retire at some point, don't you?
Luckily, you were, you know, your own boss, but you get to work forever.
Adam Dunick is joining us right now. We're talking about the Carpenters Union. We're going to take a break. When we come on back, I want to talk to you about just this Republican that was endorsed, just real quick, if I can touch on that. As well
sure
as
thing.
Also, I do want to also go to and remind people, you guys have a training program with carpentry that we want to drive people to, because you guys need more union carpenters. It's a great program, and you can get people into the industry. So we're going to give out all the information on how people can get involved in the Carpenters Union and become a carpenter. We'll make sure we get that out. Adam Dunick joining us, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
We're breaking out this time.
AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Adam Dunnick joining us right now, the Director of Government Affairs for the Northern States Regional Council of the Carpenters Union, joining us. We are making on tax day tax fraud a very big issue here. But, Adam, I'm bringing you on in. The last time you and I talked, we talked about in the special election, I think it was 7 District 13.
11.
Was 11?
7 District 11.
7 District 11. Can we get his mic on there, Hunter? Hunter, can you get his mic on there? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. It was 7 District 11. You as a union endorsed the Republican. And my whole point was, and you said, hey, I've got to do what my union members want. My whole point was, if we ever get to a point where there's a right to work bill out there and he is the last Republican standing on whether that vote bill passes or does not pass, it will pass. And that's just the way the Republicans operate. That being said, you had said that the Gazelka had given him some words that there weren't going to be any major work rules that are coming on in here. And that's fine. To my knowledge, there hasn't, at least in the Senate, there has not been. But we have had two issues, which it's the death by a thousand cuts sort of thing. The paid family and medical leave bill. House got that through. God believe the Carpenters Union is on board with that. That sounds like a good idea. I mean, obviously, something that your union members would benefit from. No chance at getting through the Republican Senate. The other bill, which might not be a direct one, but I got to believe there are plenty of people that the insulin bill, where they wanted to create a government, a state emergency fund of insulin because it costs so much now because the drug company has just jacked the price up on it. Mm-hmm. Not because it costs anything more. They're getting vacation homes and jet skis off the damn thing. The state wants to create an emergency budget there. I know that there are probably union carpenters where there's a family member with diabetes. Insulin is needed and something like this. It's not maybe a direct thing, but it's something that you have out there that makes life better for everyone. You know, you have these fail safes that are out there to help people. That's what the government, in my mind, is for, so that we don't get to a point where we're selling pencils and apples on the street again. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling things are going in St. Paul right now? Because it seems like there are some things that are out there that would benefit the union that they're just not getting out and going anywhere.
Yeah, you know, I think the session in general, it's got a long ways to go yet in terms of them getting closer. And there definitely is, I think, the feeling that there's the governor and the House over here and the Senate over in a different position altogether. And so there's either a bunch of bills and issues that are getting taken up in one body and ignored in the other and vice versa. There's a lot of that going on. There's no question about it. But I think overall, the two or three issues that we're the most engaged on, transportation funding funding for roads, bridges, and transit, wage theft and tax fraud, they're kind of connected in the policy bills that have been moving through both chambers. And then hoping for a large infrastructure bonding bill. I think all those issues are still in play. I think they're all looking depends how optimistic or pessimistic you are on each one of them.
I would love to hear that the transportation bill, because I agree wholeheartedly, we need a massive transportation influx in spending there. I would love to see that. It will be interesting to see if that does get developed. But we'll save that for a discussion for another day. I do want to drive people, first of all, if we talked about tax fraud there, what's the website people should go to if they want more information about tax fraud and how they can help fight this?
Yeah, www.standingup.taxfraud.net. There's a bunch of information on there, and we're certainly cataloging. Nationwide, the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are doing over 100 events, from state capitals to projects like the ones that we were on today.
Standing up to taxfraud.net.
.net, exactly.
.net. I also want to drive people, we'll make sure we link to this, the Regional Council of Carpenters. There's a great program here to help you get into carpentry. Getbetterwages.org, getbetterwages.org. It's a way for you guys to help people get into carpentry, help them get into the union, get more information there. I will link to all of this a little bit later on. Adam Dunnick. Adam, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on in, my friend.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Come back anytime.
All right.
All right, we're going to take back, once again, the big story, the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris burning down. We'll hopefully maybe get an update on that here at the news at the top of the hour. And we got Doug coming on next. He apparently was near Trump. Oh, we got audio. All right, Grant. Prepare for decoder pills. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.